This week in the Missouri Senate, we review progress as session enters its final month.
Business of House bills on third reading.
The week began with hours spent on what would be a change to what's known as the circuit breaker. Senator Andrew Canning of Manchester handles House Committee Bill 3 in the upper chamber. His proposal seeks to modify provisions relating to funds for vulnerable senior citizens.
On the people that can actually qualify.
During discussion on the measure, Senator Jamila Nasheed of St. Louis pointed out she would prefer not to see renters removed from this program.
The extra monies that come by way of the circuit breaker helps in so many ways.
After nearly 12 hours of dialogue on House Committee Bill 3, the measure was laid over for further discussion.
Order of business is House bills on third read. Senator from
Court reform measures continue to make their way through the Missouri Senate.
714.
Senator Caleb Rodden of Columbia handles House Bill 339. This measure would modify provisions relating to settlement agreements and tort claims and establish a statute of limitations for claims against veterinarians.
We change the time-limited demand language.
During dialogue on the proposal, Senator Jacob Hummel of St. Louis questioned the need for some aspects of the measure.
Why does that need to be made available to the insurance company?
House Bill 339 now returns to the Missouri House of Representatives with an amendment.
We want to avoid legislating in the bills.
You know, we're met with a bunch of challenges, of course, with the money we have available.
Following a delay in final committee work, full Missouri Senate discussion of Missouri's fiscal year 2018 budget may start next week. Missouri Senate Appropriations Committee Chair Senator Dan Brown of Rolla says he is concerned with one impact of education spending.
I think it's more important to fully fund transportation. Senator Sater's bill is going to help give schools a little bit of relief. But the transportation category helps all schools.
Senator Shalone Kiki Curls of Kansas City, who also serves on the panel, agrees attention needs to be paid to paying for education.
Fully funding the formula has been something that's been important to many of us. There are going to have to be adjustments in other areas for the budget that are important as well.
Missouri's $27.8 billion budget for the upcoming fiscal year has to be delivered to the executive branch no later than 6 p.m. on Friday, May 5th. Fiscal year 2018 will start on Saturday, July 1st. This week also saw the Missouri Senate memorialize 13 former Missouri senators who have passed in the last several months or years, with touching tributes given by former Missouri Senators Peter Kinder of Cape Girardeau and Jim Mathewson of Sedalia. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.